Music right there from Deer Tick. Their new album is called Negativity, and that was The Rock. Before that, we had an older track from Me and Mountains. That one's called Blackbird. And Low, before that, from The Invisible Way. That's their new album. And we heard So Blue. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Well, I'm very happy to welcome our next live guests of the evening into the studio. A couple of them have been here before with other projects and things like that, but this is the first time that they've all been here together. They're playing a really special show coming up that benefits the Red Cross. We'll tell you all about that here in just a little while, but first, we're going to hear some live music from Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen. Take it away, guys.
That was a title track off of our first CD, and this next tune we're going to do is also on our first CD. It's a song called Let's Find Out. I've been lucky enough to have a contract with an A&R company from the West Coast is trying to market this song a little bit. So it's a totally different genre. So it's called Let's Find Out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with them, hear a sneak peek recording, and hear some more live music. Stick around. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh, my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
He's a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and just a moment ago, we heard live music from Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen. And we want to welcome the band into the studio. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Juliet.
Hello, hello. So, Tim, I want to start with you. Now, you have the two albums out right now. You got something else cooking that we're going to hear from here in a little bit.
Right.
Tell me how it was that you came to play with all these guys. One of them, I suspect I know the answer to, but tell me the story about how you got this group together.
All right. Well, the bass player I've known for all of his life and a good part of mine, and I'm just lucky to have him playing with me. He's a great bassist and a good son, and I'm just thrilled to be playing together with him. These other two guys, Jay and Steve McCofka. Jay runs the late great Rock and Roll Playdate, and a couple years ago, I was running around doing open mics and stuff, and I happened to fall into that, and I played. I was one of the first guys on Rock and Roll Playdate,
I think
you first started.
I think you were too.
And so I was playing out there, and one night I'm up on stage by myself, and this wild man comes jumping up on the stage with an accordion, of all things, and thought his accordion sounded pretty good with some of my songs, and I agreed with him. So we've played together, and actually the missing person from the original Hitmen is another guy you know, Todd the Fox.
Oh, yes.
And we've played a few times out as the Hitmen and have a lot of fun. So.
Nice. Did you, back in the day when you were doing all these open mic nights and stuff like that, were you still envisioning yourself as a solo performer? I mean, was it an aspiration of yours to get a band together, or how did you feel once you sort of had, you know, Steve jumping up with his accordion and Jay in on drums? And
well, one of the reasons I kept going back to Rock and Roll Playdate was because there were people who would get up and play with me. I think I write, for the most part, the kind of songs that require different instrumentation and a band, for the most part. So I prefer that, but it seems like these days everybody's got so many projects that it's hard to get commitments from a lot of people. So I don't play as much as I'd like to out. But the open mics, I mean, I played Canal Street, Rock and Roll Playdate, played over here at Peaches several times and met some people here. And actually met a Yellow Springs guy by the name of Mark Lorenz.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on my second CD. He's my first accordion player.
Nice.
but he also played some harmonica, and we played a couple open mics together for a while. So it was a great way to meet some people. My preference is still to play with other people, though.
Cool, cool. Now, you've got two albums currently out right now, and you've got a new one that we're going to hear a track from here in a moment that's kind of in the works. Tell me a little bit about what you've got coming. Do you have kind of a release date time in mind, or still waiting for all the pieces to fall together?
Well, right now we have two songs recorded, and at this point, it just seems to make a lot of sense to make an EP, five or six tunes, rather than a full-length CD. So I have three or four other songs that once I get past this show at the Clifton Opera House, I'll be able to spend a little bit more time. So I don't have a time frame, but I can guarantee you that the songs on it are going to be totally different than anything we've done before, which you'll hear when you play this next song.
I like it. I like it. Well, let's take a listen to this one first, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Clifton Opera House show, because that is a very, very cool event coming up on October 19th. We want to give people all the details for that. But is there any other introduction you'd like to provide to this recording that we're going to hear?
It's a very much an up-tempo, big band kind of production, which you'll hear, which is somewhat different than anything I've done before. So I just think it's a good up-tempo song, and most people, we've played this out a lot. We originally played it with the Hitmen, But then every place I've played it, at many different venues, people just like the song. So, you know, give a listen and see, get your opinion.
Let's take a listen to this one right now. It's a brand new, hot off the presses, from a forthcoming album or EP from Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen. It's new music on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Take my hand and pull me through. Fill my heart with loving too. No other touch can make me whole. Nobody else can reach my soul. And you will be my fantasy woman. I will be your walking man. We will become the better angels of our dream, playing mystic chords in harmony, playing mystic chords in harmony. Lead me to you from the dark. Weave your spirit round my heart. I will reciprocate in kind. We will fulfill a grand design. And you will be my fantasy woman. I will be your walking man. We will become the better angels of our dream, playing mystic chords in harmony, playing mystic chords in harmony.
Music from Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen. Probably recognize some of that guitar work as being our good friend Todd the Fox. And we've got Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen here in the studio. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Now, you all are here ahead of a really exciting show that's going to be happening October 19th at Clifton Opera House. Right here in the neighborhood, if you will, down the road and around the bend from Yellow Springs. It's a benefit for the local chapter of the American Red Cross. And Tim, you're kind of hosting the evening's festivities. How did you get started doing this show? It's a really, really special event.
Well, Actually, we did one early in 2012 at Clifton Opera House as well. And it's a really long story, but I started volunteering with the Red Cross about 7 years ago. And when I became a volunteer, they asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, "Will you tell me what you need done?" So they decided I needed to go out to their Greene County office and kind of help out in Greene County. And the very first time I went out there, they made me the chairman of their advisory board and also the chairman of their fundraising committee.
So no pressure.
So no pressure at all. So in working with the people in Greene County, we came up with some different things. But I kind of did my thing there for a few years. And then in 2012, I decided I would sponsor a fundraising event. I didn't know that the county line for Greene and Clark County happens to run right through the Clifton Opera House. So we also got the Clark County chapter involved, and it was a lot of fun. The band, again, I write the kind of songs that need a lot of different instrumentation, and they had a good-sized stage, and it's just a cool place to play anyway. So we did it then. I thought it was about time we do another one, and since I tend to get really lucky and find really good players, and we thought, well, what the heck. And the Red Cross is certainly an organization that needs our help. All of the money we raise from this will stay in the local chapter, which is important to me. I think a lot of times the local activities get overlooked, but they're the ones who are out there getting things ready in the event that we might have an emergency situation. A lot of people don't realize that. They just think they don't do anything, and then all of a sudden a tornado comes through, and all of a sudden there's, you know, everything's set up for 15,000 people to come in and help out. It doesn't work that way. They need to plan ahead. And so these funds will go towards those kinds of activities with the local Red Cross.
But that's great.
That was my thing, was the money had to stay here.
Stay in the community.
Exactly.
For you as a musician, what's it like to be able to use your music to help an organization that, you know, you obviously feel really passionate about, and to, you know, directly help, you know, your community or your local community? How does that feel for you?
Well, it is an extension to some extent of the volunteer work. I also have taken the training to be one of those guys who runs around in the emergency response vehicle. So I've done that part of it as well. But it's a mutual kind of thing, because I get something back from it too. And in addition to playing my part in the community, they kind of help to some extent publicize us as musicians, you know. We're always looking for places to play in cool venues, and so that it kind of helps us out too.
And you've got quite an array of players that are going to be joining you up on stage that evening.
Yes, we do. In addition to these guys in here, of course, Jay on our percussion, Aaron on bass, Steve Makovka, who plays, I think, just about everything. he'll be doing some flute, too.
Oh, wow.
And I have a couple of jazz kind of songs, and so there'll be some flute. Daniel Cook, who has played with me over the past couple years, is just an outstanding entertainer, keyboard player, singer. And he's played in the Dayton area for years and years. Reginald Harmon, who you heard his saxophone work on Better Angels, is just an incredible saxophone player. And also, and I didn't know this, an incredible artist and sculptor. And he's good enough. He's got museum pieces in place and that sort of thing. Sarah Kasten is going to be playing violin and fiddle for us, depending on which song it is. And she plays with three local symphonies in the area. So, but unlike many symphony players, she can also do bluegrass and other types of music. Let me see who else we got. Alan Fraser is going to be playing lead guitar for us. And Alan is an actual rocket scientist in addition to being a guitar player. So we have some great players and singers.
It sounds like people who are like crazy multi-talented as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And it makes it a lot of fun. We came here from a rehearsal we were having, and it was just like we have so many good players, you know, trying to figure out who's going to do what when is really a challenge for us. But the audience will win, I believe.
So this is the type of event, you know, almost in the style of the old, you know, the old bluegrass variety style shows where you guys are up on stage and different players are joining you and off and on, and it's kind of one big performance all the way through.
Right. It's a true concert, and of course at Clifton Opera House, that's what that site was set up for.
Right. How perfect.
Yeah, so it will be anybody who likes music is going to enjoy themselves, I can guarantee you that. And we play enough different styles of music that there will be something there that everybody is going to like.
Oh, you haven't even named half the styles. Some of the styles don't even have names.
Well, so that's true.
Making up your own styles.
Yeah, what was that we just played? We'll play it, you name it.
There you go. That's
true. That is true.
It's October 19th at Clifton Opera House. It's a benefit for the local chapters of the American Red Cross, Greene and Clark counties. And Tim Gebhard is hosting. He's going to have all kinds of musical guests joining him on the stage. You can get your tickets at redcross.org/OH/Dayton. Click on Community Happenings, and there'll be a link to the Tim Gebhard Benefit Concert for the Red Cross and a ticket link right there at the bottom. I'll get a link up on our Facebook page as well. There are going to be raffles. There's an opportunity to just make a donation to the Red Cross. All kinds of good and all kinds of good music that night. Tim, looking forward, after you get done with this big weekend, what's going to be your next big thing? Finishing up that EP or playing live or all of the above?
Well, for me, it'll probably be on an immediate basis, finishing up that EP. I'm also working with your buddy Todd the Fox, mm-hmm. and another guest you had recently, Jen Clark, on a documentary film. So we'll be using some of our music in that documentary, but we're working on that project as well. So
you stay busy.
Yeah, and of course, if the opportunity comes up to be playing out, we'll certainly take advantage of it when we can put, you know, the right band together in the right venue.
Excellent. Well, speaking of playing out, I think we're just about ready for some more live music. We're going to take a quick break and come back for more live stuff with Tim Gebhard and the Hitmen. In the meantime, mark your calendars for October 19th at Clifton Opera House. It is going to be a great event that's going to do a lot of good. We'll get some links up on Facebook here in a moment. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, this is Shakin' Dave, host of Monday Night's Hall of Fame Blues program. You know, we're knocking on the door of three decades of blues right here on WYSO. We don't have to wait to celebrate. We want you to be a part of our blues anniversary as we spin sounds close to your soul. Keep your blues right where you can use them. Get your week off to an indigo sound start every Monday night, 8 to 11 p.m. with your host Shakin' Dave right here on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I hope you marked your calendars for October 19th at Clifton Opera House. Tim Gebhard is hosting a benefit concert for the Red Cross. We've got all the details up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But don't click over there just yet. Just sit back, relax, and hear some more live music.
Thank you.
She was a beautiful woman, but she don't have a lot to say. Don't wanna see, but you cannot turn away. Well, everybody speaks in whispers when she walks into the room. I am a desperate man, and she's got blues that I can't break through. Well, I am serious, man, about the trouble coming up ahead. Things ain't turning out to be the way she said. Well, all the people stare and listen, but she just whispers, let it go. She could be a beautiful woman, but it seems like she doesn't know. In the heart of the heart of trouble, where she stands with me on the deep blue edge of midnight, where it's just too hard to see. I believe that she's losing ground. Halfway to California, did a Colorado turn around. She's got a ticket through to Memphis, and I believe she'll disappear. She's bound to be a beautiful woman, and I'm bound to be staying here. Heart of the heart of trouble, where she stands with me on the deep blue edge of midnight, where it's just too hard to see, and it's way too hard to be free. That was off our second CD, a song called Heart of Trouble. And we're going to finish up tonight with a song also off our second CD. And for those of you who are fans of the station, on the CD you'll hear an outstanding dobro part played again by our buddy Todd the Fox. So. Closer to gone, gone, gone. the back of the arms. Nobody answers.
Tim Gabbard and the Hitmen live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check these guys out with a lot more folks on stage as well on October 19th at Clifton Opera House. It's a benefit for the Greene and Clark County chapters of the American Red Cross. We've got links up on our Facebook page to more info and ticket links. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio or go to redcross.org/OH/Dayton. Click on Community Happenings and there's info on Tim's show with a link to purchase tickets right there at the bottom. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you, Juliet. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Check them out October 19th, Clifton Opera House. Good music that's going to do a lot of good. All the details are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Right now, here's one from the Claudettes. It's called Big Sucker Punch.